I think it's a matter, first and foremost, it's a matter of administrative leadership. Just as many, many teachers go through their teacher training programs without very much exposure to students with more significant disabilities, that's the same situation with administrators. An administrator might go through a whole master's program to learn to be a principal and never really hear anything about kids with autism. So I think there could be a strengthening of the competencies that administrators are required to demonstrate, and that those requirements would happen when they're in college to learn how to be an administrator. It would be sort of a criteria for their hiring and their successful performance. I certainly think that continuous professional development, which is sort of the fancy word for, you know, staff training, is necessary. And I think some of the schools that have done the best job of really making inclusion work might be a school like Summersworth as an example. Summersworth looks at inclusive education as really just good education for all kids. So they think that in order to teach literacy well, they need to provide training to their teachers on teaching literacy to students with disabilities. Summersworth School District subscribe to a model of creating a positive school climate and positive student behavior, and that they've trained a lot of their teachers in supporting that, and it's for all kids, for kids without disabilities and for kids with disabilities. So being able to view inclusion as not just something for a few groups of kids, but really as part of a whole school mission and philosophy, helps it take a more permanent hold in a school district, rather than being, oh, just something that's done for one student because that one student's parent is really strongly advocating for it.